Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Me too! Yum! Oh yeah! Me too! Oh, I love trash! And here we are, you and I are just wallowing in the trash because, you know, we're garbage. And if you forgot that, where is Uncle Joe? Did Joe Biden remind us of that?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Mm-hmm. Look, he's a creepy dude. You know that. I know that.
He got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
I repeat, he is a creepy dude.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
I repeat again, he is a creepy, creepy dude. Right, all right. You keep snorting over there. But he said what the leftists believe, that you and I are garbage. And there are some people I know today who are just so upset. Oh, my God. I can't believe he said it. I can totally believe he said it.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Right. And you'll notice that of all the people that we've chatted with and all the text I've shared with you coming in on the Chronic Air of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, the one person who has consistently said they're not the least bit disturbed or upset or insulted has been me. Why? Because I knew this. Every once in a while, I come across something where I think, yeah, I knew that. When people want to tell me something about historical professional wrestling, I can sit back and go, yeah, I knew that.
Come on, man.
Well, it's true. I know. There are one or two things I know. Law enforcement procedures. Every once in a while, I know a thing or two. So when I hear Joe Biden tell me that I'm garbage because I'm supporting President Trump, I'm not the least bit surprised. Not surprised at all. I just want you to bear that in mind and keep that front and center, because that is exactly how those hardcore leftists, well, even the marginal leftists of this, every leftist now thinks that about you, thinks that about me. And Mike Dickinson, oh, come on, Mike Dickinson's got his own trash can as far as they're concerned. Mike, welcome, my friend. Good to have you here.
Always good to have you. I'm living the good life in my trash can, surrounded by trash.
There you go. And say, I love trash. I mean, how could you? Right? I'm going to go out on a limb, but you correct me if I'm wrong. But you also probably not the least bit surprised that Joe Biden said what he said.
I'm not shocked whatsoever. Anybody who's dealt with the Democrats, local Democrats in Richmond, state Democrats in Virginia, local leftists, people in the community that consider themselves to be Democrats, they all look down on us. They all think that they're elitist, that they know everything, that you can't dare hurt their feelings, but they can stomp all over yours,
right,
and that they can sit there in their little place and make judgments upon you because they know everything. And in their world, you're trash. That's yep. That's what the whole theory of how the Democrat Party operates these days. That's what they think. They're elitist, and they think if you're not one of them and believe everything they do, you're trash.
Yeah. Boy, I wish that weren't the case, but it is what it is. And Mike, you're a guy who lives in the real world. You just take people as they are. When people say something to you, when they tell you who they are, you got to believe them.
I do 100%. And let me tell you, when we did Trump trains in Richmond in 2020, mm-hmm. the amount of vile of people that we saw, and this is Henrico County, this is the west end of Henrico County, this is Monument Avenue, this is Patterson Avenue,
yep.
The amount of women, who, women especially, who came out, the same ones that support Kamala Harris, they'd come out and they would give us the finger, they would shout profanities at us, they would We had guns pulled on us. And these are by people who claim that they're the most tolerant. And, oh, you have to be super tolerant. Oh, I'm offended by you. I'm so offended. But yet they don't have the patience or the tolerance for anybody else. But that's the Democrats. That is the Democrats.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They are all about tolerance and inclusion and diversity, so long as you will agree with every single thing that they say.
I mean, what if somebody called diversity thrift garbage? What if somebody called one of their LGBTQ community? What if someone made jokes about them or called them garbage? Mm-hmm. Then Joe Biden and everybody else will be on TV crying to death about it. Oh, this is not right. It's hate speech. It's hate speech. But yet they can do that to us? No, it doesn't work like that. They're the ones that keep pushing this.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. It is all about how much they despise those of us who are, well, not them.
The peace and love we are. We're the people that get along with everybody. They're the ones that throw a conniption fit.
That's exactly right. Hey, Mike, so give us a little lay of the land. You were down there in Georgia. You joined us as on a special day to provide some report on the biggest Trump rally, I guess, in history. How did it wind up going, and how did you feel walking out of there at the end?
Oh, it was so great. President Trump delivered, as he always does. Somebody on his campaign, including maybe President Trump, is a fan of WWE, because you can tell with the production video and the pyro and Trump.
Nope, I think we keep losing Mike. All right.
I think it was Tucker Carlson asked how many people in this crowd today are going to be first-time voters for the Republican Party or former Democrats. And I would say about a fourth of the people there did raise their hand.
Wow.
A fourth of the people. Because they're sick of this economy and all of the issues that Kamala's caused and Joe Biden's caused. Another good time was, you know, we hear all this stuff about Kamala Harris being proud of sending money overseas and doing this and that. Mm-hmm. And you never hear her or Joe Biden address it anytime. They never address the people of Western North Carolina. Tulsi Gabbard called them out on that to everybody's applause.
Yeah.
So I think everybody united around that. I think that there was such a cross section of people there. There were men, there were women, there were white people, black people, there were Asians. There was every demographic that you can think of was represented there. And you know, this whole idea that the Democrats like to portray, and LeVar Stoney portrays it all the time, that, you know, oh, you know, Trump and his supporters, they're all racist. We have to vote for Kamala Harris because everybody that Trump supporters are all racist.
Mm-hmm.
Totally untrue.
Right.
I was sitting in line between two black women from Atlanta, Georgia, and this was the first time they'd ever voted. They were ever going to vote for a Republican or come out to a rally for a Republican.
Wow.
And I talked to them, and they were like, that they're so sick of the way that America is going, how nobody can get ahead with the way that people are taxed to death when they work, how the Democrats are so focused on giving money to everybody else except Americans.
That's right.
The ones that are paying the taxes.
Yeah.
The Democrats want to give money to they want to give money to illegals. They want to give money to Ukraine. They want to give money here. Money going everywhere except for the people who are in America. And that was the prevailing thought of a lot of people I spoke to.
Well, and Mike, you have to look at it this way. Every single one of us, regardless of our skin color, our gender, our religion, our political affiliation, any of that, we go to the grocery store, we try to buy groceries, we see that things are more expensive, way more expensive. We go to the gas station to put gas in our car or diesel in the truck or whatever it is, we see that is more expensive. Maybe we've got kids or a niece, a nephew, another family member who believes now that they're just priced out of ever buying a house. These are not issues that pertain to political affiliation. These are things happening to Americans in America at the hands of people who seemingly hate Americans.
Yes, and it seems to everybody in America, the one thing that really gives you the freedom to do what you want to do is if you can economically prosper.
That's
if you can work, if you can buy a house, if you can put money in your pocket, if you can save money to pass to your heirs or your kids, generational wealth. And it just, you know, the Democrats are doing everything they can to take that money from you and spend it somewhere else.
That's
and
right.
They don't have answers. I mean, Kamala Harris, how arrogant can you be when you've said multiple times, what would I do different the last 4 years? Oh, I wouldn't do anything different. I think things are just peachy keen the way they are in America. Things are just super great for everybody.
Yep.
Well, they're not super great.
That's right.
Inflation's terrible. People can't afford to go to the grocery store. And this affects everybody. And I mean, everybody wants to do better. Everybody
exactly
wants
right.
to save a little money. Everybody wants to buy a house. Everybody wants to have something to leave their kids.
Yep.
And in the Democrats' America, that ain't happening.
That's exactly right. Mike, man, great stuff as always. I'm always appreciative of you making time for us. I want people to follow you over on X. Would you mind sharing with everybody your handle on X?
Yes, follow me on X. It's MikeD4RVA, MikeD4RVA. We all need to pray hard for President Trump to win on Election Day next Tuesday. And please pray for me because I'm going to be poll watching in Fulton County, which was the epicenter of all the controversy 4 years ago. I'm a poll watcher there.
Oh, man.
So you might see something. You might see me on some news next week. I don't know. I'm not going to let them cheat again. Special
all right,
enforcer,
well,
special referee.
Yeah, we will. We'll keep that all front and center. And next week, I got to go with you to talk a little bit about Henrico County's Commonwealth's attorney apparently
giving
on this prosecution. But we'll get to that. I promise. That is Mike Dickinson, MikeD4RVA over on X. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.